This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hey, and welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Brian Berkowitz here from New York.
And Rich Baum from Sacramento, but right now down in beautiful Baja, California. So things are good. I've got another couple of weeks down here and then back to the main grind, man.
You ready? Ready to come back to the grind and kick it full force into the spring?
I was home last week, a week ago. So I've been coming back and forth, doing a little commuting. And it's really not that far. It's kind of nice. And we get cheap plane fare. So maybe I'll do a podcast sometime on how you can try and make it work, working remotely from two different countries. And it's going well, though. No, I'd love it. It's great. Did a lot of photos today on my iPhone 13 Plus. And we did a hike. And I got to tell you, we should do a whole show on that, man.
That's you went from like, camera. You're using like the 8 or the 7 or something. So this is like a major, major upgrade for you. Oh, boy.
I actually, timely, because I was seeking out information on the 13. And I actually, when I was home, trashed the 8 Plus. So, and no problem, because they were going to, what were they going to give me? $180 if it was in good shape. So, I might as well upgrade. And, everything's good.
You're back in, so you're in 2022 now. Good. With an updated phone.
Yeah, I'm stoked. So listen, let me go into, first of all, a word from HD Photo Hub, one of our wonderful sponsors. Provide your clients with the convenience of online ordering and scheduling with HD Photo Hub's new smart scheduling system built specifically for real estate photography business. With HD Photo Hub, you'll save precious admin time with an all-in-one system to deliver your images, videos, 3D scans, and property marketing kits, along with built-in client invoicing, order management, photographer payroll, and so much more. Check out hdphotohub.com to find more. That's hdphotohub.com. There you go. Okay.
Awesome. And with that, let's get right into it. We have an Ask the Guys question today, and we have a guest with us to help answer that, who is also an HD Photo Hub advocate. And with that, let me introduce Dave Koch. Dave, what's going on? Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. And, two of my all-time heroes.
Where? Well, with those guitars on your wall, you're my hero, man. Right on.
Okay. You know, that's, I didn't collect them all. They're family, and you know, we've been.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Dave. Yeah. What are you into? What are you doing? Give us like the 2-minute elevator pitch.
Okay. I started out at Cal State Northridge, and hated it. The radio TV program was horrible. And so I got hooked into a little place, Rich, you probably know, called the American Film Institute.
I did
a few films there with the program. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really good. We did a film with a guy who up to that point had only played Reverend Jim on Taxi.
Well, Michael Lloyd. Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd before Back to the Future. Yeah. Anyway, I did that, and I kind of didn't like the idea that, you know, the jobs were also separated and all that. So I got into television, and I did TV news photography for 15 years, and just loved it. It's one of the best backgrounds we could have as a real estate photographer, because every day is a new situation. Every day is new lighting situations. You have to problem solve. You have to think on your feet. You have to be fast, and coming back with nothing is not an option. So a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing that. And then in the middle space in there, I started building websites. I worked for a couple of, marketing companies, built websites on WordPress and all that. Then went into building WordPress for a company that then downsized. And my wife said, you know what? You really like photography. You should get back into that. And kind of didn't know what to do. I saw some Rich Baum videos on the YouTube, and I said, ooh, that sounds kind of easy. And boy, was I wrong. And here I am.
Well, did she have a good steady job to support you when you became a photographer?
My wife is the absolute best. She got me through those first year or two when you're trying to find jobs and all that, and just was phenomenal. And even still, she's our insurance, our retirement program, all that stuff. Yeah. And she's just been so darn supportive.
Awesome. Well, Rich, I think that's it's quite a testament to you, because you make this work look so easy. So,
well, I'll tell you, I have a lot of friends that did TV news, and it's its own thing. When you said it, I was going to go, I'm sorry, man, but no, you had a good experience, and hopefully it left you with some kind of a pension or some kind of something, but it was great experience. And you're right, man, doing that kind of work keeps you on your toes. I have a really high level of professionalism. I have always had because of 35 years making movies. But anyway, let's go into today's episode. So Brian, what are we doing?
So you mentioned a little of your background, David, and that's sort of relevant to our Ask the Guys question. So let's play it, and then let's get right into it. Here we go.
Hey guys, I have a quick question for you as a newbie into wanting to start my real estate photography career as a profession and collecting money. I've been photographing for a number of years now. People have asked me, however, I've never taken money, but very happy to. So, but in going forward, first steps and website, what is your recommendation as a website platform to use? And if you also recommend blogging, I appreciate the answer. Any details you can offer would be greatly appreciated. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. Thank you.
All right. Jennifer from Long Island, New York, my hometown. So I guess we have some competition here. Should we give her the right advice or the wrong advice?
Well, that's another podcast for another time. How to work with your competition.
Yeah.
But Brian, well, you have no competition.
I'm not worried. Let's give her the best advice. Well, thanks for the question, Jennifer. And there's two parts to it. So let's just jump right into it, because Dave, you mentioned, the reason why I originally thought to bring you on for this question was because of your PFRE presentation, which was strictly about websites, WordPress, and I think you dabbled a little bit into SEO, if I'm not mistaken, but not really about SEO. Speaking of which, it was fun meeting you at PFRE. We didn't get to hang out as much as we would have liked, because I had to peel out after day one. But it was fun, and you like to party, man, let me tell you.
Well, that was, I can't wait for November this year. So let's do dinner or something.
For sure, it's on. And hopefully, Rich, you'll make it this year.
Yes. Rich has pitched two years in a row, hasn't he?
No. I did not miss.
Well, Rich was at the first one. Second year was virtual. Yeah. And then third year. Right.
Yeah.
Third year he was kitesurfing.
I did a presentation, if I remember correctly, for the virtual one. I did two presentations, I think.
Yeah.
So, I was there, man. I was there.
Okay.
But I was going to go, but it just was not in the cards. But next year I'm going to go. Okay. I'll be there next year.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's get back to it, Dave. Mm-hmm. Best platform for real estate photographers for their websites. And there are many platforms out there. And I know we spoke about this briefly last night, between Wix, Squarespace, WordPress, and a bunch of others, which are obviously geared a little bit more towards e-commerce. So let's just jump right in. What are your thoughts? What are your suggestions? What do you feel, based on your experience, is the best? And then we'll get into the whys, and maybe even why your choice has advantages over others. So I'll give you the floor.
Okay, thanks. Like we said, there's a ton of choices, and honestly, it's like photography. There's 100 different ways to do anything. I think long term, for a photographer, somebody you want something that's going to be with you for a long time, that can grow with you, that you can do SEO, which we mentioned earlier. That's optimizing for search engines. You're going to want all that in one big package. And because of that, I really feel that WordPress pulls together all those different elements and brings them all together in something that you can use and then grow with, and that that you won't outgrow. It does tend to be a little hard to get into at first. And I always kind of joke that it's the same way with Photoshop. You know, you can't be a Photoshop expert the first time you use it. But when you're first starting out, you don't need to be an expert in WordPress either. You know, you just need to be able to do a few little things, build a couple pages. Then as you grow your business, you'll be like, I need a portfolio now. And you'll be able to go within the WordPress ecosystem, find a portfolio, bring it in and learn how to use that and add all these different elements to it as you grow as a photographer. You know, getting back to the SEO, I think that's one of the most important things about it, because that's one of the best ways to organically get new clients. When you've got a really good website that that is tuned for your keywords, which is something you can do in WordPress, when people go and search in your city and look for a real estate photographer, if you've tuned your website, you're going to come up first, you're going to get the calls first, and it's just going to benefit you in the long run.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, WordPress is a little tricky and I think intimidating for people who are starting out, because you take a company like Wix or Squarespace. You know, I have a site on Squarespace and we'll get into that in a few minutes and why I'm actually switching back off of them. We talked about last night, but they're so easy, and you know, you pay them like $120 and you have a site up in 2 hours and you don't have to think about it. And it's, you know, everything is template based and it's so easy. And WordPress gets so tricky because you need to find a server and you need to find somewhere to host your site. And then you need to build your site. And while there are templates or themes, as they call it, that you purchase to make things easier, it is a lot more complex on getting started. So do you think for newbies coming in just to have something get up and go quick, you still say, you know what, spend the time doing that, or just get something up right away, you know, tomorrow, and then slowly spend your time and do it right?
I'll kind of come at that a little backwards, if that's okay. Okay. I think we can be, as photographers, notoriously lazy when it comes to all those other things that we have to do or should be doing. And, you know, the right thing is to do it right the first time, I think. And I think Wix and Squarespace and all those, they fill a niche wonderfully, and it's a great way to get started and get going. But I'm afraid that you will leave it at that if you're not forced to. You know, if you can make yourself do it, yeah. But I think a lot of people will be, you know what, that Wix site is good enough. And you'll never see that growth in potential that you could see. How long have you been working on your Wix to WordPress transition?
Talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm on Squarespace, not Wix.
I have a Wix website for my coaching and also a WordPress. So I'm kind of in both situations.
Yeah. So just to give you a little bit more detailed background, Dave, and the listeners. I've been running WordPress sites for 10, 15 years, if not more. I mean, our Shooting Spaces podcast site is strictly a WordPress site. And my sites were running WordPress and I was ranking great. I was doing great with SEO, doing a ton of work. I use the all-in-one SEO plugin. I know you on PFRE recommended Yoast, I think. But I use all-in-one SEO and it's the same thing at the end of the day, I think. And I decided to switch to Squarespace. Not sure exactly why, about a year and a half ago, probably because I ran across their templates and I really like them. And there are thousands and thousands of themes available for WordPress, but I was looking for a design upgrade and I came across some Squarespace themes that I really liked and really fit what I was going for. I was going through a rebrand that was around the time If you remember, Rich, where I was doing a lot of the branding sessions with Tony Colangelo, and I was rebranding and I was trying to come up with a new look and a new design. And I came across some Squarespace templates that I loved. And I was like, these look great. Let's just do it. It's quick, you know, $120. I'll have a setup in 2 hours with my portfolio and I'm done. But what I've noticed over the last year plus, is that my rankings have significantly dropped. And I'm not sure the exact reason. And for people that are interested in finding out even more detail than what we discussed today, there's a Fuel Your Photos podcast. I don't know if you ever listened to this, Dave, but you might be interested in Fuel Your Photos. And these guys have a Facebook group also, just all about, and I want to thank Jordan Powers for pointing them out to me, all about SEO for photographers. And they have one episode of their podcast, which is comparing all the different platforms for a photography website, why Squarespace's pros and cons, WordPress pros and cons. And at the end of the day, I mean, I'll just jump ahead and spoiler alert for anyone that wants to know, stop listening now. They recommend WordPress above all, with specific themes that they also point out, actually. But I've noticed a tremendous drop in my rankings over the last year and a half, to the point where now I'm in the process. And I say in the process because I started it, but I'm busy. And you know, you kind of work 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there just to get it done. That's just the way life works. I'm in the process of redesigning my site as similar as I can to my Squarespace site, because I still love the design of my Squarespace site, and going back over to WordPress. So that's kind of where I am now. I sort of want to see the difference. And as sort of an A/B type of test, what I'm doing is I'm keeping my site structure, my URL structure exactly the same. I'm keeping my keywords, my descriptions, my titles exactly the same. And I want to see, as a sort of test to myself, the difference with everything exactly the same, every page structure, every URL structure, every keyword and description structure exactly the same, the difference. And if I start boosting back up just from going back to WordPress versus Squarespace.
That would be really, really cool to know. While you were talking, I Googled, and there are some assistants too, some programs and stuff that will migrate your Squarespace directly to WordPress.
Yeah, there are some things, especially for the blog posts, to definitely make it easier. And I have to do that. I have to get on that. But there are some little things you have to do, like re-upload your photos and reattach all your photos and stuff like that. But yeah, that will obviously take a significant amount of work off my plate to do that. So I got it, especially for my blog post, because, and that might be a good segue to our second part, but I don't blog as often as I should, but I do have maybe 20, 30 blog posts on my site, which do rank fairly well. And I do get some leads from there that I want to bring over also and try to keep that structure the same. So.
Yeah, I'd like to jump in here if I can, because though when we got this question, I wasn't sure we'd be able to, you know, we're not experts on website design and SEO, but we certainly deal with it. And my experience was I've had several websites, and the last one I have was made on WordPress, because I believe, and it's very true to me, that WordPress, you are going to get higher ranking. It is just that the search engines like it more. It's so much, but I'm not qualified to go more into it than that. But I will say a couple of things. One is I bought a theme, and I really like the theme. A friend of mine had it. And a theme is basically just the look of your website it's going to be. And then you input your information, you add your images, you do whatever you need to do. And I want to say that this theme turned out to be a big mistake, because it had parameters and it couldn't do a lot of things, and it couldn't do slideshows like I wanted it. So you've got to understand that there's a lot of aesthetically and technically especially with web, with WordPress, that it's going to have to work the way you want it to work, or there's a chance it's not going to be possible. And so I bought this this theme, and I really liked it, and I liked aspects of it. But one thing I know that I want to really impress upon people is the one thing that you may change on your website is going to be updating your images. And I have, for the last 6 months to a year, if you go to my website, I urge people to go to it and see that on certain platforms, it doesn't even work right. So
well, right
Dave,
now,
I'm going
Rich,
to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you afterwards, Dave, because I'm ready to go. I've got a guy that helped me out, kind of like you're offering to help me out, but and I paid for it too, but it's costing, actually in the long run, cost me a lot of money because I let him host it, and it's just, forget it. And I can't change the images, and on some browsers the images aren't even displaying right. And I actually have kind people out there.
Are you on WordPress,
messages.
Rich?
It is WordPress, yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyway, long story short is there's a lot of things to really understand. And I do want to say that my WordPress site with this theme is unbelievably unintuitive. It is so difficult for me. I have banged my head. Last time I tried to get into it, I spent probably 30 hours and it still isn't working right. Anyway, so my next thing is I've got a Wix site for my workshops, and I found it to be extremely easy, it's what I needed for that, because it's an ancillary website. It's mm-hmm. just an extra website, but it does all the linking to all the other things. And I want to say, even I could do it, and it was very easy, but you are 100% correct. It's good enough. And it's something that we're probably just going to leave it and not change it. And something you should do is make sure whatever website you have, make sure you have the ability, if you have somebody build it or help you with it, make sure that you have the ability, though, to redo the photos as you would like. Okay. So in 2 years, you're able to get in there and remember all your passwords, remember everything. And then you're able to change the photos out that you want. And it's much harder than it seems on the web, on my WordPress website. But I want to say the Wix is great, but I don't think the Wix is what I would want to do for my primary site, especially because I know for a fact that my SEO has gone down because I used, and the other thing too is I have a WordPress blog, and actually my WordPress blog is much better than my website. And I actually was thinking about taking my domain name and switching it with my WordPress, because I can make that work. And it's a blog, and my blog really, really got me going. I started it maybe 7 years ago, but the problem is I haven't kept up on it. And I think you'll agree, both of you, if you're going to do a blog, and we'll get into that, the most important thing in a blog is you got to keep it going. You got to keep it going, and you've got to input it. And I think that it's much harder. It's like kind of doing our podcast. It's a fun idea starting a podcast, but after 4 years, it's tough to get guests. It's tough to come up with something new. And, you know, so those are kind of tips that I would have to say to people. So I think WordPress is great, but you've got to be able to work with it and manage it. Wix or, you know, Squarespace is probably great too, but maybe not what is right for you as a growing business. I'm also not growing. I'm kind of getting smaller. And a blog is great too. So maybe we'll go into blogging, but I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents worth, because I'm more of a layman than Brian or Dave at knowing the technical aspects of these issues.
Sure. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, one of the biggest benefits to going with like a WordPress versus one of the other companies is that you have full ownership or full control versus one of these other platforms. And, you know, I'll call on you, Dave, to elaborate more, because I know you're nodding your head, so you know what I mean. So please explain that.
Okay. You literally own every piece of code and everything on your website. There's a program that's called Updraft, I believe. And you can, at any point that you want, you can download your whole website to your computer. And if you're being hosted on, say, Bluehost, and you absolutely hate them, and you need to move over to Bob's web hosting, you just 20 minutes to download, 20 minutes to upload. You go to your DNS server. I hope this isn't alphabet soup time, but you just point to where the new server is and you're up and running exactly the same as you were. Also, and this may really help Rich a lot since his site is already built out. And I assume he likes the posts, the pictures and everything. He just hates the way it's presented. I mean, you can literally download a new theme and look at it in a new theme and see a whole new setup and a whole new way of presenting the website in literally 10 seconds. I've never run Wix, but I would imagine that they're called skins there, I think, aren't they? Or, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like putting a new skin on top of your website. WordPress keeps the content and the presentation separate. So you can put a new mask over the top of it and present it in a whole new way, but none of that content's going to change at all. If you've got a font this big, it'll be that big in the new site. And all you have to do is find a theme that works for you and move over to it.
Yeah. Well, I'll be talking to you, Dave. Okay. So that's another story. So let's go into blogging. I just want to get confirmation. Am I right? The probably the most important thing of blogging is to have consistency and regularity. Is that correct?
Before we blog, Rich, I was going to give a quick word from our friends at iGuide because we're gonna get low on time soon. Are you looking to expand your real estate photography business? Stand out from the crowd by offering 3D tours, accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans, all from the click of a button with a state-of-the-art iGuide camera system. Get your first five iGuides, your first five standard iGuides up to 3,000 square feet free by adding the code shooting spaces in the referral section at camera purchase. Visit goiGuide.com to learn more. And I think, Dave, you're an iGuide user as well.
Yeah, actually, the computer I'm doing this on is sitting on top of my iGuide camera box right now.
Oh, nice.
They have absolutely the best customer support in the world.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to them, I have an answer in 10 minutes and it's complete and it's to the point.
Yeah, no, anytime I have an issue. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been 10 minute lucky, but usually within an hour or two, which is pretty insane. And I do want to add, actually, I don't know if you remember, Rich, our last podcast or two podcasts ago, we spoke about the iGuide and doing virtual staging on the iGuide. I had somebody text me about 3 hours ago and said they listened to the episode and they're pretty confident it can be done. So for those that heard that and were interested, there is a way. I don't know how, but apparently there's a way. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back into it. You were talking about blogging, Dave. Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no problem. Google loves new things and active things. And more than anything, blogging shows that you're active and you're working on your site. It's just, you know, like you guys have with your podcast, it's hard to come up with a new post every, you know, week or 2 weeks or whatever. Google would actually like to see something every day. The more active you are, the more relevance Google gives you. When people search for a real estate photographer or something like that, there's over 100 different elements that they rank, and nobody even knows exactly how they rank them all. But how often you post and how often you update your website is actually one of the things they look at. One thing I would do to kind of turn blogging on its ear a little bit that I think works for photographers and what I do is every time I shoot a new house, I put up a new portfolio item and I treat the portfolio almost like a blog. And so I'm able to post every day, every couple of days, and I put new content up there. Again, I'm keywording it for things that I want to do. Usually it's the city that I shoot in or something like that. And I make that the title of that portfolio piece. And Brian, you were talking earlier about some of your old blog posts bringing in traffic. That's called long tail. And what it means is, you know, you don't get that many responses, but when you do, they match really good because they're looking for that exact thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the more and more portfolio items that you have where, you know, you could be talking about street names or small subdivisions or things like that, You know, when people search for photographer for Murray or South Jordan or Sacramento or something like that, you know, the more defined you can be, the more likely you are to get results for people searching like that. So blogging is good. And if you've got the stamina to do it, I don't, you know, more power to you. But I think as photographers, I think that portfolio cheat is a great way to keep the blog idea going and get the Google juice going without having to sit down and write something every day. I rely on the realtor to write the property description, and I just run with that.
Mm-hmm. So I sort of do a combination. It's weird, and I don't blog as much as I should, and I'm guilty of it. And I know you say every day, but for the sake of being fully transparent, that will never happen for me ever. And I think for most real estate photographers as well, they can safely say that probably will never happen, especially the volume guys that are shooting, you know, 3, 4, 5 houses a day. There's who the hell has time to go and blog? But I sort of like your method about adding portfolio pieces. And I kind of do something in between where when I shoot, you know, a really nice project or a cool project, I'll make a blog post about it. But in turn, I'll also go ahead and blog fully content heavy posts, whether it's new tips for doing this or why you should do this versus this, solely pretty much for me to rank for some of those keywords, obviously I'm looking for, but I sort of do a combination, but I do notice the biggest hits that I get and the biggest traffic that's brought in is from those projects where I'm hitting on those cities, like you said, as keywords, or architecture firms or retail stores in my case, and those type of things. That's where it's bringing me the most traffic. And obviously we all know traffic doesn't necessarily equate to bookings, but nevertheless, traffic and people on our site is better than no one on our site. So
yeah, sometimes you never know what's going to hit with people. One that I get a lot of hits on is real estate photography pricing. And in my PFRE presentation, one of the things I talked about was having Google tell you what your keywords should be. And what you need to do is create a Google account and go into their AdWords manager as if you were creating an ad for a real estate photographer, and it'll tell you, you know, if you wanted to run the ad and use these keywords, how much each of these different keywords would cost. And what that tells you is how much competition there are for those keywords and how active they are. And it'll run down and tell you exactly how many hits you're going to get per month for each one of those.
Sure. And what was that called? Keyword Planner, or did they change the name?
I believe Keyword Planner inside of
AdWords. For people that are interested, yeah.
Yeah. And that is the best way to plan out what your keywords should be, because a lot of times they'll surprise you and they won't be what you think they are. And when you see something, like you were saying, like the architectural firms and stuff like that, there's probably not a lot of other people that use that architectural firm with photography as keywords. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna win on that. And, you know, again, it's long tail. It's, you know, people looking for something specific. But if they've seen your work for that architectural firm and they Google that, they'll come up with you.
Yeah. And the great news, what I found is, besides for like the global architecture firms, for instance, like the Genslers and those guys, a lot of the smaller local or regional architecture firms don't do a lot of website and SEO work themselves. So you're going to have success when people are just searching for them, mm-hmm. Just ranking, you know, if they don't put a lot of effort on their own side into doing SEO and stuff like that. And just to relate that a little more to real estate, let's say you have ABC brokerage that's not doing so much in terms of real estate SEO, but you go out and you post a blog post, hey, this beautiful house in Murray, for example, where you live, Dave, in Murray, I just shot this for ABC brokerage. When somebody goes and Googles ABC Brokerage, if that brokerage is not doing a lot of SEO work, there's a good chance you're going to pop up as well.
Yeah.
And show up. And again, like I said, just full disclaimer, that doesn't always equate to money in sales, but it equates to eyes on you, eyes on your business. People know you're there. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to ask one more question for you, Dave. How important is it to have a lot of people out there that are just getting started, like our caller? They may go for doing a generic WordPress site and have like my WordPress site for my blog is just richbaumphotography.com/WordPress or WordPress.richbaum. So how important is it to have your own domain name? Isn't it really, really important? Just for me, it was always like I started with a Smug Mug site. I still have my Smug Mug site, but I don't use it for almost anything except selling some, like if I shoot a baseball game for kids or whatever, I'll sell images there. But I always felt that the first thing is if a client sees that it's a Smug Mug page, they're going to write you off going, you know, you're just a mom and pop or a stay-at-home dad that wants to do photography. How important is having your own domain name and use your Richbaum Photography I went with, but having something like a name of a company, Full Frame Photography, that would be something you can sell later. How important is the name of your website and how important is to have your own domain?
And Rich, I'm going to add on to your question for you, Dave. What Rich asked versus potentially an exact match domain. And for those who don't know what exact match domain is, I'll give you a quick 30-second summary. It's basically making your domain what I guess you want your main keywords to be that you want to be targeted for. For instance, were you in Utah? So UtahRealEstateFotographer.com in Dave's case.
Yeah, I own CommercialPhotographyUtah.com. So
okay.
That's my answer. Yes, it's super important because remember earlier we talked about the 100 different ways that Google will classify your website. The absolute number one, and we know this from playing around and experimenting, the number one most important key thing is your domain name. And the number two is the page title of that page. And if those all match up, you are going to win for that keyword phrase. So it's not only important, it's imperative. If you are shooting as, let's say visual interface, like I've never heard of them before. Nobody knows to search visual interface to find a company, but they know they want a commercial photographer. So they're going to search commercial photographer. So those are the most important keywords that you can absolutely have. Nothing personal, Rich, but outside of us, not many people know who you are. Nobody's going to search Rich Baum Photography specifically as much as they're going to search real estate photographer, really good real estate photographer in Sacramento. That's So that those are really where you want to go. And kind of on the same topic is you don't want to be doing rich@gmail.com for your email address. You've got to be professional all across the board and use that domain name for your email. I think that's.
Well, we'll be talking, so you will have plenty of time to talk about this when we get together.
Okay. I will talk your ear off.
You got me motivated, you know, New Year's 2022. And I've had to do it anyway. And by the way, Brian, when you looked up my website, was there a problem?
Yeah, on your residential page, you have a ton of thumbnails and you can't, there's no like light box or anything. So you can't click on them.
No, but
them
at
bigger.
Least you can see them on some browsers. You can't even see my images. So
well,
anyway.
I'm on Safari. I can see them, but they're thumbnails and I can't make them any bigger.
I know. I couldn't get it going. Anyway, I'll be getting that going absolutely as soon as possible. And that's the first thing I'm going to do when I get home. Absolutely.
And cool thing I'll suggest to some people, which I've been doing for the last few years, and you know, it's been really successful for me, and it takes a little bit of work. So if you're willing to put in some work, I think it can be very successful, is try, you know, let's say you have your main website or your main URL, your name, for instance, richbaum.com. see what's available as far as purchasing domains that may be some exact match domains, and put together very small lead generation websites. And I'll give you an example. I own, I'm a drone pilot, as most of you know. I own longislanddronephotography.com. And I created this small site I built about 2 years ago. Haven't touched it since.
No pictures.
No pictures. That's Rich's residential site.
Yeah.
So I own longislanddronephotography.com. I built a small WordPress site, probably about 3 or 4 pages, small portfolio, a lot of content in there. Ranks really well. And I probably get from that site, and it just basically, it's a site that took me probably a half a day to build. I probably get 3 to 5 drone leads a week from that site. And a lot of them don't pan out because, as we all know, you know, random people are just, you know, have no budget, is I guess a nice way of saying it. Despite that fact, I mean, it's basically a lead generation site, and it just sends me leads all day. And it's not my main site. Nobody knows that I really own it. And if people reach out, I respond to them from my main email address, because I don't even have an email address set up. It literally forwards to my regular email. But if you have time, buy a couple of these exact match domain URLs if they're available. Put together a small 3 to 5 page website, an about us, a contact us page, a small portfolio, make your contact page, your about us page, you know, content and keyword heavy. Don't overdo it with that keyword density, because I think Google will realize. And the same thing with your services, you know, very keyword oriented, basically what you're looking to rank for, and just let those leads come in. It'll organically just over time, just grow and let some leads come in. So.
Yeah, yeah. I have 3 of those.
Oh, there you go.
You know, with word Utah in them. And that works great. I do them as a single page, one long page with the contact us at the bottom. And it just forwards over to my regular website. I also have a real residential website and a commercial website that are separate.
Mm-hmm. Real estate, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's important to not muddy those waters. And, you know, if somebody were a wedding photographer and also did this, I'd do those as different websites.
That is the most important thing of any of this. I can't really believe I didn't bring it up. I found that agents don't want to know that I shot a wedding on Saturday. They don't want to know how cute the baby was I photographed. It is just, they need you when they need you, and you don't mix different genres of photography, unless you're going to maybe do headshots, because they might be interested in headshots, but that's a definite no-no. And also, when you're getting started, don't put in, 50 photos of the same house. You've shot 2 houses, so people can tell that you've only shot 2 houses. You know, mix it up, whatever you can do. So anyway, well, that's just wonderful. And the most important thing takeaway for me is get off my ass and just take care of my website. So I'll take you up on your call, Dave. Be fun to talk about guitars and websites. So okay. Anyway. Yeah, good.
I made another note too. You know, when somebody's getting started too, that's another reason I think to start off just straight into WordPress, is because you can start with like the mini sites like Brian was talking about and use that as your website. You're not going to have 500,000 pictures to put on it or anything like that. And then you can just grow into it and learn it as you go. Another photographer in a completely different genre once told me, 3 excellent pictures are better than 50 so-so pictures. People will remember you for your worst picture, not your best. You know, oh, he's the guy who had the tilted horizon, right? You know, that's how people will remember you, you know? So, you know, don't worry that when you're first starting out, you've only got 5 pictures. If they're 5 good pictures, that will sell you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Tony Colangelo, who has always been really strong on that. I think, what was he saying, Brian, about 20 photos? That's about it.
Yeah. Give or take 25. I mean, that's what I have in my portfolio, about 20, mm-hmm. maybe even 18.
Yeah.
you know, okay, give them what they need to see in order to convince you. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, like if they can't be convinced to at least give you that call after 15 photos, then they're not calling you. You know, what is 40 photos or 50 photos going to do that's going to sway them at that point to call you versus the first 15, 20? Especially when most of us, I think, are putting our best five photos we've ever shot as our best five photo, our first five photos. So if people aren't sold at that point, you don't need photo 30 through 40 or 50 or 60. That's just not necessary. So,
yeah. Or you could be like me and just not have any photos up on your website. See, that's how freaking good I am.
Well, you have like 50 photos, just none of them work.
Okay, I'll take care of it. Anyway, well, listen, I know we're running low on time. I want to just do a little shout out for Photo Up, also our sponsor. Who doesn't like free editing? Dave, you like free editing?
Brian, I live for free editing.
I love for free editing.
We live for free editing.
We live for free stuff. We went into this on another episode. Let's not go there.
Well, Photo Up is now offering $100 off of free editing to Shooting Spaces listeners. You can choose to work with their team of trained editors starting at just $1 per image, or choose to work directly with an editor to have them learn your specific style. Don't need editing help? Well, if you don't need editing help, Photo Up also provides virtual staging, property websites, photo delivery, and website design and development services. Photo Up even offers specialized virtual assistants starting at under $7 an hour. Perfect if you're looking to add an assistant to help with administrative and marketing tasks. So head over to photoup.net/shootingspaces or click the Photo Up link on the Shooting Spaces website to redeem your free $100 credit, or simply mention Shooting Spaces when you sign up to receive 10 free credits and try out any of Photo Up services. That's photoup.net/shootingspaces. Okay, got that
nice,
out.
Nice, Rich. I love it. You're ad-libbing a little on the ad over there. Nice.
I'm just growing. I'm growing after 4 years, you know? God, it's just amazing, you know?
Awesome.
Now, if I could get my website done, I would really be just doing great. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, let's thank you, Jennifer, for your question. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly enough, 150 plus episodes in, we never really covered that. So it's always good to get some fresh stuff in there. So thank you, Jennifer from Long Island, and I guess a fellow real estate photographer out here by me. Feel free to reach out to me, Jennifer, if you have any questions. And Dave, thank you for joining us for this conversation. Why don't you, Dave, I don't think we tackled this at the beginning. Give people your website, a way to contact you if anyone wants to reach out to you, touch base or anything like that.
Okay. Photoslc.com. Not exactly the perfect domain name, but Photoslc, I'm in Salt Lake City. The other half of my schizophrenia is davecoachphoto.com. So DAVECOCHPHOTO.com. And that's all my nature photography.
Is it photo with a P or an F? I hate that when people...
Oh, PH. Yeah. You know what? Okay. There's another really good website thing. Don't use call us four photos with an four or anything like that. Spell it out the right
Pics
way.
Pics with a P-I-X.
Yeah. Yeah. Spell it out.
Although if you could get a phone number 777-7777, go with that. Okay.
Well, I almost got 8675309.
Wow, that's impressive.
No, actually, they got a lot of calls there. 8576309. There you go. Okay, awesome.
Well, first off, I want to apologize because I called you Koch instead of Coach. So,
you know what? I've always people say Cook, people say Koch,
but I said it publicly, so I need to publicly apologize.
Well, you know what? We amongst ourselves can't figure out how to say it, so I don't expect anybody else to know.
Look at my last name. It gets butchered all the time, especially with spam callers. It's brutal. It's brutal. But what can you do? My family's from Romania. Anyway, yeah, I hear it all. Anyway, thanks for coming on, Dave.
Thank you very much for having me.
And hopefully if anyone has any questions about their website, you know, they can reach out to you and you can help them, let them know any advice you have for them. And I know you and Rich will be doing some work together, it sounds like. So
yeah, I've helped a few people since PFRE also. And, you know, if I can I take just 2 seconds?
Yeah, do your thing.
Okay. You know, I listen to a lot of your podcasts today. And one of the things, like Nathan Cool, one of the things I hear consistently from all the people that I think are the really, really good photographers is the willingness to learn and to teach and to give back. And I think that's a trait that maybe, I don't know if it makes a good photographer, but it sure seems to help. And, you know, this is kind of the way I can maybe give back a little bit and help my fellow photographers. So yeah, if I can help out, reach out, and I'm happy to do that. But I just think, you know, what you guys do is awesome. You know, I grew up learning from Rich. So, you know,
when you were a boy.
Yeah, when I was just a little squid. But, you know, the cool thing is you put that stuff out there and you're out there helping people. You're not just, you know, this is mine. I'm greedy. I'm keeping things to myself. And I think that's commendable.
And I think, you know what, I think partly selfishly, partly not, I think it helps you grow. I mean, I can't tell you how much me personally, and I'm going to get a little selfish here for a second, how much me personally I've learned in my photography business and the relationships I've built just from doing this podcast, 150 plus episodes. I mean, you know, speaking with you, Dave, and speaking to, I don't even know how many guests we've had on, Rich, at this point, but probably over 100 at this point, just speaking to over 100 different photographers and different industry professionals from around the world. Just, you just take a little bit here, a little bit from there, and it all helps your career grow. So for people that don't do that, you know, post your images online and tell people how you did it. Just that little bit of giving back helps you grow a long way, because, you know, you giving that back out to people will give it right back to you. So,
and I think when you teach too, you kind of have to analyze what you're doing, and you can learn from yourself by, how did I do that? Oh yeah, I did this and this. But yeah, giving back is so important. And I think that's a good thing.
And you know, one thing, if I can speak, that I'm not changing the world here. Okay. When I've been doing my YouTube channel, whatever I've been doing, and doing my course, I made my course, my residential real estate photography course. I made that and released it. So yes, I want to make money, but it is to help people be successful. And I can say, I don't change lives. Or, you know, I'm not a Mother Teresa, whatever. It's just real estate photography. But I know for a fact that I have helped people become successful and made it easier for them to make more money, spend more time with their family, go out and spend money and have a good time and a good life. And you know what? That's what it's always been about for me. And the things, like Brian, you're saying, the things I've gotten from it, I've met you through it. I've met PFRE. I've been involved there. I've gotten workshops going. It's all from learning and teaching and having people learn from me. So it is a really rewarding thing. And, you know, and when I hear, when people post, if you want to look up some, go look up Rich Baum and Nathan Cool. And, you know, we joke about that, Nathan and I, but it's really a really cool thing. And the hardest thing, though, is like our podcast, Brian, it's keeping it going month after month, year after year. I mean, I've been doing videos for almost nine years now. I can't believe it. But this new course is really exciting, because I've gotten so many people that have gone, Rich, this is really so much better than your YouTube channel. And it's really helping me get going and being successful. It's not just a plug here. This is real what's been going on. And it's just been great. So I'm thrilled with it. And you know what? If we can all help somebody be more successful in their business, then more power to it. And it's a lot of fun, too. It's a lot of fun to share what we know. I mean, how long have we been doing this? Forever. How long have you been doing photography, real estate photography, Dave?
10 years.
10 years. That's a long freaking time. Yeah. Brian, how long you been doing it? 12, 13?
I started about 2014, so about 8 years. Going on my eighth year.
And boy, those first photos you posted are really good.
Yeah, let's not go there. They're available online if anyone really wants to see. Just do a little research.
It just shows how much better we've all gotten. Well, thank you so much, man. And listen, this was an Ask the Guys question. If anybody out there has questions, we always love you to contact us through shootingspacespodcast.net. Oh, it was shootingspacespodcast.net or shootingspaces.com.
Shootingspacespodcast.com on WordPress.
And it's and you can record a 90-second question, plug your business, and get a professional like Dave to come on and tell you all how to make it better. So use that Ask the Guys feature. Remember that Brian and I have both released. Brian does commercial real estate photography, and I'm doing residential real estate photography. These are full courses, and they will teach you everything you need to know to get going and being successful. And if you're already doing what you're doing and you're doing HDR and you want to start using lighting, my video will show you that. My tutorial will do that. And these are just great things. And also on our website, we've got things like presets. We've got webinars. We're going to be coming up with a couple of really great webinars coming out in 2022 in another few months. Brian's having a little baby coming in a couple of weeks, so that's going to slow you down a little bit. But we are busy here at Shooting Spaces, and I just want to thank everybody for checking us out. So, Dave, thank you for coming on. Brian, thanks for hanging out. And everybody out there, just go out and shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.